Time to head over to South Australia now and have a chat to Chantelle Jolly. Morning, Chantelle.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Always great to have a chat to you. You must be excited in the midst of the Adelaide Carnival, and the team that you've got in on Saturday looks great.
Yeah, I look really happy. We've got some nice horses lining up, and yeah, I'm excited for Saturday.
The big boy Kemal Passer, is he your favourite?
He is one of my favourites, yeah, for sure. He's just such an honest horse. You know, I wish I could have a stable full of him. He just, every run, he just tries his heart out.
Well, if he's in the finish on Saturday, he'll tick over the $1 million in prize money. And as you said, he's just so honest. Every time he goes to the races, he puts in. He was brilliant in the Irwin. It's probably the strongest group of local sprinters South Australia has had in memory. How do you think he's going to compare to a couple of his old nemesis in Behemoth and Geetra?
Yeah, look, it's such a hard race this year because there's so many horses that are winning chances and horses in great form. You've obviously got the likes of Geetra and Behemoth, multiple Group 1 winners now. And look, he's ever so consistent and pretty confident he'll be running in the top three.
So the way the race looks, where do you think he'll be? Just up on the speed as he normally likes to race?
Yeah, look, we won't ride him any different. Obviously, that Savatou XL has drawn inside of him. So, you know, he'll go forward, and whether he leads or just sits off that, we'll leave that up to Jake. But as long as, you know, Kemal Pass is happy in the run, we won't have an issue.
Has your dad won a group, Goodwood before?
No, he hasn't. He's only won one Group 1, which was the SA Derby.
Yeah.
That was in 2014. So, obviously, would love to win the Goodwood, and for me it's my first Group 1, and same with jockey Jake Torok as well, so would love to love to get it and win it.
So it'll be a big celebration on Saturday night.
Yeah, for sure there will be.
Well, he's the last of your runners. You've got a busy day and you kick it off in race number 2 with an impressive looking horse in the same ownership as Kemal Passer, and this is Karakasu, who we've only got to see on 3 occasions, but obviously shows a lot of ability.
He does. He's such a big raw horse still, and he's still learning his trade. He was nominated last week, and we decided to miss that being because it was on the park track and he drew a bit awkward. So he's had a nice little freshen up, 1,200, and look, I think he's a good winning chance again.
He's about $3.20, and you've got another one in the same ownership colours that goes around in the next race, K-Siri. First up on Saturday, what are you expecting?
Yeah, look, he had a jump out 2 weeks ago, and we were really happy with him. He's got nice, fresh form. I'm looking for him to run a really nice race first up. Nev Morgan's making the trip down for all three horses, so that'll be exciting to have him on course.
How long has Nev had horses with yourself and your dad?
Oh, I wouldn't even know what year it started. Well before I was into the business. Obviously Nev's been such a great supporter for us, and we're just so thankful to have an owner like him in our stable.
Yeah, he's had some great horses over the years. Will Gracie Bird get a run, do you think, first emergency in the Fillies Classic?
I hope so. I've noticed that there's a few Melbourne horses that have drawn outside gates, so whether they come or not. She's a horse, obviously she hasn't won this prep, but she's going really good. It is a big step up in trip, but she is on her dam side. She is bred to run that sort of a trip. And if she doesn't get a run, we'll probably end up taking her to Melbourne next week for a 2,000-metre fillies race.
All right. And then your other runner is a horse that we're all familiar with over here in Victoria, because Regalo Di Gaetano was one of the All-Star Mile contenders. Runner. A decent race at 150-1, considering the weather conditions that day. Has had one run since and finished second last in the city of Adelaide. What happened that day?
Look, he had a freshen up after the All-Star Mile, so he went into that pretty underdone, you could say. He was obviously on the park track. He got back, and we were happy enough with the effort. Obviously, that wasn't the race we were there to win. This was more ideal for him this race Saturday, so I think he'll run an improved race.
I was going to say, if he was at his top, the form that he showed winning the John Letts, he'd be hard to beat. He's 50-1 on Saturday. Is he going anywhere near his best?
Yeah, I think so. I can't fault him. He's really turned on since his last start. Obviously, the query probably is that I don't think there's much form being outside of the All-Star Mile. Not much has done a whole lot since that race. But, yeah, look, this will be probably his last run, this prep, and he'll go out for a decent spell after this.
All right. There's been a lot of talk about South Australian racing over the last few years, but, this carnival's been one that's been so enjoyable to watch. What's the atmosphere like over there in Adelaide this year for the carnival?
Yeah, look, really good. Obviously, last year we couldn't have any owners or any participants in the carnival, so it actually feels like a carnival again. It's good. It's good to have people back, and the atmosphere is good, and for us too to have some quality horses. Mm. It really, really makes it enjoyable.
All right, Chantelle, I'll put you on the spot. Who's your best on Saturday?
Best. To be honest, I think Karakazoo. I think all of their horses are good winning chances. Good each way chances, I should say. But I think Karakazoo, I think he's ready to win again.
We'll get the money early. Karakazoo, race 2, number 1. Good luck on the weekend, especially with the big boy Camel Passer in the Goodwood.
Thank you. Thank you very much.